If you've noticed more mustaches lately, it's not just you. We're in the midst of Movember.
Movember is a global movement during the month of November when men start the month clean shaven and spend the next 30 days or so growing a mustache. But Movember isn't just about facial hair. It's meant to support medical research for health issues affecting men.
Dave Thorpe is with us now to talk about Movember in Wisconsin, and we want to hear from you too. Do you participate in Movember? Are you growing some facial hair in honor of the event? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post maybe a picture on the Central Time Facebook page.
Dave Thorpe is the network administrator for Movember Milwaukee, and he joins us from our studios in that city. Dave, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Veronica. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate being here.
So we just gave you a basic definition there of Movember, but we got to get this out of the way. How is it different from No Shave November?
Oh, my favorite question of the day. I got a lot of love for No Shave November. They're specifically with, well, I should say more generally with the American Cancer Society. So they do great work. It's more of a catch-all for all kinds of cancers, whereas Movember is specifically focused on, in the cancer realm, prostate and testicular.
And why mustaches in particular?
Sure. Well, the mustache basically is our walking billboard. It would be our pink ribbon, if you will. October obviously being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And, you know, Movember for a lot of men is just, it's kind of a wake-up call. And it's a realization we need to take a little more stock in our own men's health, take a little bit better care of ourselves. And a lot of the ways to do that is to start a conversation. Well, what better icebreaker, especially if people are not used to seeing you with a mustache or maybe with a full beard and mustache, shaving that down or starting fresh, like you mentioned, Veronica, on the first day of Movember and walking around with that piece of luxury over your lip.
Well, how did Movember start?
Sure. It started 13 years ago, actually. It's a global foundation. It's an organization that started in Australia. It was just a couple of mates in a pub, as a matter of fact. And, you know, they thought, boy, really kind of fun to bring the Tom Selleck back and whatever happened to that look. So when it first started, actually, it wasn't even about men's health awareness or any kind of a charitable movement at all. It was just some guys having a good time. And all these years later, though, it still is a good time. I mean, they do a lot of fun activities, and we have a lot of things that we do in Milwaukee all month long with our campaign. But here we are, you know, 2015 in our 13th year of Movember, and we've raised over $650 million because they said, you know, it's really about the guys and we should put something towards it. So prostate, testicular cancers, the two most common that will affect only men, obviously. The other issues that we focus on very heavily are physical inactivity, being that, you know, federal guidelines in the states, only about 50% of men are as active as they need to be. And I think those federal guidelines are probably pretty generous, pretty lenient. And men's mental health awareness, you know, the stigmas around talking about your problems, you know, being okay with, hey, I'm not just going to rub dirt on it or just bury it or drink it or eat it or smoke it. You know, with your problems, you want to be able to have this conversation. So all things stemming from the mustache, you know, it's really about awareness and guys getting in to see their doctor and kind of erasing some of those stigmas and being okay with talking about their own men's health and then doing something about it.
Talking to Dave Thorpe from Movember, Milwaukee, using mustaches as a way to raise awareness of men's health issues and raise funds to treat some of those and to fund research. You can join in. Have you participated in this? Are you doing it right now? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll go to a caller now. We've got Clarence on the line in Watertown. Clarence, hi.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. Yes, I got out of the military in 1971 and got married in 1973. Well, when I got married, I quit shaving. My wife said, you know, better to shave not at all than only shave once a week. Because in the military, sometimes I had to shave twice a day. And that was really kind of a drag. And 2 years ago, my daughter-in-law persuaded her husband, who is my son, and myself to totally shave our beards, mustaches, and I am prematurely bald, so my son shaved his head completely.
Wow.
And the Movember movement. And listening to your guest, he is spot on. Men do not like to talk about their health problems, whereas women, you know, will discuss their female cycles and everything like that. Men, you don't talk about that.
So did this, Clarence, did this get you and your friends talking about men's health issues, seeing you, this guy who hadn't shaved in, what, 39 years, all of a sudden, it's gone?
A number of guys, you know, at the implement dealer and at the parts store and at the fleet store, they knew about it. They knew about it. I don't know if it helped any funds be raised, but, yeah, it was definitely an interesting experience. And after having a beard that long, you will not believe how cold you are. that first cold snap.
Clarence, thank you so much. Well, that's what you're looking for, Dave. That's going to be a conversation starter when somebody like Clarence shows up at the implement store and his mustache and beard are gone.
Clarence, my main man, the Mobro to the West. We appreciate that.
Just to talk about mustaches on their own merits for a moment. I mean, is part of this, you know, beards are having a heyday right now. There are beards everywhere. Mustaches, I don't think quite as much. Sometimes you get the very architectural mustaches with the mustache wax. Is that what makes it sort of more distinctive?
Yeah, I'd mentioned earlier, a lot of guys just have a lot of fun with it. I mean, we know that our wives and our girlfriends aren't going to necessarily love it, and maybe they don't want to see it in the family photo for Thanksgiving. But the whole idea is, you know, if you're around the dinner table at Thanksgiving, that's the prime time to have that conversation and to say why you're doing it. And once, you know, people understand the whole point of the mustache and how it separates us from, you know, No Shave November and things like that, you know, we use it as a tool. We grow it all month long. So especially if you do it by the regs and you shave it down on our shave the date, that's the 1st of November, we'll grow that over time. So I'm not sure about Clarence, but I don't have much of a mustache. It takes a few weeks to even look like anything besides just a little dirt on my upper lip. But once it finally comes in, you know, and at my office, I work at a company, Direct Supply, here in Milwaukee, and they really get behind charitable organizations and community involvement and things like that. So they'll let us produce a calendar, and we sell those as fundraisers for the following year. So at the end of the year, you know, I got a team of 43 strong at my company that are all doing it. We'll, you know, we'll take months of the calendar and have a really good time with it. So,
and Dave, you've done Movember each year lately, I imagine. Start with nothing and see how much you can build up by the end of the month.
Past seven, yeah. Seven. So,
and yep, do you go for the Raleigh fingers by the end of the month and get that mustache wax and get
Rob,
that twirl?
You have to be kidding! I mean, come on, that must have taken Raleigh fingers just years to manufacture. Although I do have a friend who we had a volleyball tournament for Movember. We raised about $3,000 on Saturday between volleyball and bags here locally in the area. And he's a coworker, and I hope he's listening. But I'm calling him out because he actually auctioned off his mustache. So one of the fun things you can do is say, okay, here's, pick your style: Raleigh fingers, Salvador Dali, Burt Reynolds, or Captain Morgan. His last name happens to be Morgan, and everyone voted for Dali. So here he is showing up at the volleyball tournament, and this thing is so waxed and to a point, it's almost poking his eye out.
Wow.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Well, this is just a hypothetical day, but let's say a guy wanted to do this but couldn't grow a mustache.
Do you have somebody in mind here? Oh, nobody
in particular, Rob Ferret. But what if you want to participate and you can't really grow a mustache properly?
Sure, there's a lot of ways, and you know, we say it's for men's health awareness and causes and things, but we can't, you know, understate or underestimate the power of the mocista. So we're all mo bros. We grow this mustache, but it's not just having the support of our wives. They're actually, I've got four women on our Direct Supply team, and they're either fiancés or girlfriends or of mo bros with my company, or just really good friends of mine. And you know, they have brothers, they have fathers, they have sons. You know, they could be impacted on either end of the spectrum, from testicular cancer from age 15 to 34, you know, all the way up to prostate and colorectum cancer in the 40s and 50s. So, you know, understanding that, even if you can't grow the mustache, or if you're not willing to shave, you can still be a part of Movember. They're doing a move challenge this year. It's a 30 days being active and doing something each day, and then you record that. So go to Movember.com. Once you're registered, you know, you start recording your moves. You take a picture. You can post them to social media. Let people know. People will donate off of that. So even if you're not growing the mustache, you're doing something, you know, to either not be sedentary if you're a man, or you know, if you're a mo sista, you're supporting men by showing us the way and kind of leading by example.
All right, we're 10 days into Movember. If people missed that shave the date on the 1st, is it too late for people to get involved now?
Absolutely not, Rob. No, we'll gladly have you anytime during Movember. You could shave it tonight, men by showing us the way and kind of leading by example.
All right, we're 10 days into Movember. If people missed that shave the date on the 1st, is it too late for people to get involved now?
Absolutely not, Rob. No, we'll gladly have you anytime during November. You could shave it tonight as soon as you you finish listening to the Central Time program. You could do it in the morning. You could, even if you're not going to be a part of Movember, you can just go to Movember.com. You can look up any team, Southeastern Wisconsin or otherwise. We'd love to get people in, 715-608-920, of course, and just find a friend who's doing Movember, or donate generally to Movember or to any team that's on there. So if you're thinking about starting it this week, still time to start a team, join a team to our Milwaukee network if you like. There's a lot of corporate challenges, a lot of industry challenges, so Pepsi Cola, Deloitte, this is national as well as global. I mean, it's over 21, it's in 21 countries. It's not just the states, but a lot of partnerships, a lot of connecting with clinicians and researchers to internationally to accelerate outcomes with men living with these cancers specifically.
And Dave, a quick word of encouragement to get men talking about their health.
Notice something, do something. I guess that would be what I'd leave you with, especially if you feel a lump somewhere. And again, it's in places we don't like to talk about because that can be embarrassing for men. Don't be afraid of a digital exam. You're going to have to do it. And in your 50s, it's probably going to be a colonoscopy. When I think of what women have to go through annually and what they put themselves through with their doctors, our message is, let's saddle up and do the right thing, guys. Don't just think you can rub dirt on it and just get away with that forever.
Dave, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.
That's Dave Thorpe with Movember Milwaukee. You can find more about how to participate on the Central Time Facebook page.